back to D20 Dames. I'm Kat Kruger, your host and DM. We're wrapping up the first of the mini adventures from In Volo's Wake. It's a D&D 5e adventure. For anyone who's interested in picking it up, it's available on DM's Guild through Wizards of the Coast. In our last episode, the Dames were searching for Lord Merryweather. This led them to the Crooked Forest, where they saved a treant sapling and its guardian from some very evil shrubbery. That's where we're going to jump back in.
Y'all are here to finish us off, are you? It's looking really sad.
Oh no! We're here to find a shiny human who may have been lost somewhere, but we're the good guys. Gals.
Oh, phew. For a second there, I thought you might have been, like, some of them arbicidal maniacs. Well, thank you. Thank you. Plenty for helping us out. You said you was looking for a shiny, fleshy thing?
Yeah. One of those supposed characters that keep coming through the area.
He's a human, and he's in purple and gold stripes. And a feathered hat?
Hoo-wee!
So he looks more like a bird than a human.
Indeed, I have seen that very fella. He tromped through here real loud, wearing purple and yellow, just as he said, and soft boots. You know, there's been plenty of activity going through here recently. Little creatures cutting more wood, goblins, I think they're called, acting far, far hastier than usual. And they seemed afraid, too.
Are goblins usually in these parts?
They come through, you know, chopping wood and the like. It's a terrible thing. But this here forest, we've seen more visitors in the past 6 weeks than nigh on the past 60 years. It's essentially woken up the slumbering trees around here.
Oh. You guys have become the hot tourist destination.
Indeed we have.
Which way are they going?
Ah, well, I can head down this way, and he sort of points towards a path that, again, it's this crooked forest sort of kind of bends to certain paths, and he's pointing to a different one this time that didn't seem like it was there before. If you head on down that way, I'm sure you can find Mr. Fancy Pants down there. Before you leave, though, I'd sure like to thank you for your assistance today. My name is Tynus Redbud. Friends call me Bud. I will remember you and spread the news of your kindness throughout this forest and beyond. For your trouble, I know this place. There's a cache with some stuff in it. I can't quite move, as you can see, but if you head on right near the front of that path there, there's a cache in a sadly fallen fella tree. But you will find some shiny gold pieces and I believe it's a potion of healing.
Oh, thank you, Bud.
I could use one of those. Navar starts sort of like kind of leaning in that direction.
But if you need to rest here, I can't move, but maybe my friends here can provide shelter if you need to rest up a bit.
That might not be a terrible idea. I'd like to give a hug to Bud, if Bud will accept a hug.
Aww, I want a picture of this. he gladly accepts your hug, and it's like, gosh, you're a really nice, tiny, fleshy thing.
My name's Rose.
And it just puts its hands over its mouth, and it says, you know, there are roses in this forest, too.
Ooh.
Navar kind of mumbles under her breath with a huge grin. Is this a budding romance I smell?
Rose doesn't hear anything.
Because she is too enamored.
The celebrity pairing name will be Rosebud.
Yes! Totally ship it.
Ship it.
Time to make a dryad.
And then the sun sets and gets kind of sexy in here.
And the scene.
Yeah. Say the tree leaves flutter like a curtain in the breeze.
Yeah, so shall we take a short rest?
Let's also check out this cache.
Oh, yeah, before someone else finds it. Yeah, let's grave rob. Yeah.
Bud offered it to us.
True.
Yes. So in the fallen tree trunk, you find 15 gold pieces and one potion of healing. And as Bud promised, you can have safe shelter here if you want to take a long or short rest.
Okay.
Navar reaches for the potion of healing and says, I'm feeling pretty woozy. Does anyone mind?
Well, if you take a rest.
If we take a rest, we won't need that.
True.
Oh.
Yeah, you can take like a short rest. You just have to use your hit dice for that, and that's about an hour long. And if you wanted to take a longer rest, that's about 8 hours, and you would regain everything.
Okay. Well, she still asks if anyone minds if she can save it for later.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so she'll pocket that, and then she turns to Bud and says, "So." Bud, what kind of accommodations are we talking here? Is there, like, a nice canopy we can sleep under? You got, like, a tree trunk private suite? Like, what's going on here?
Well, I got some, we can make a lean-to. and Bud's just...
Sounds good.
Bud's just smiling, you know, really, like, a lean-to seems like an excellent idea to Bud. Like, it seems like really cozy.
Only if you'll read us a bedtime story, Bud.
Well,
I didn't mean for that to sound as saucy as it did.
I know. Are we gonna get in competition with Rose?
It wasn't meant to come out so saucy.
Or is it Susie?
Is this tree, like, really buff and sexy? Like, I don't know what's happening here.
It's a sapling.
Bud is obviously very charismatic. Bud doesn't even know how charismatic it is. So, yeah, you can rest under the lean-to, and Bud will tell you, you know, stories about the forest. His stories are a little bit sad right now. He tells you that, you know, because of all the creatures and adventurers that have been trouncing through here, that in the past 6 weeks, that it's you know, awoken the slumbering trees, and in addition to that, it's started a fight between for control of the forest between the blights that you fought and the treants, which is what Bud is.
So, Bud, those blights, where are they coming from? Do you all have separate territories? Or, like, you fighting over turf? Or are they just, like, coming in and wrecking stuff?
They sure aren't pleasant. They got awoken by all these fleshy things coming through here, and of course that awoke the treants, like myself, and he kind of tries to stand up a little tall, but you know, he's just a little sapling, and says, you know, we're here to protect this forest from things like that. Not doing a particularly good job of it, I guess. He just kind of hangs his little head down.
Hey, that's what we're here for. She gives him a little pat on the bark.
Not all fleshy things are useless.
Well, you certainly aren't. Thanks again. I like As I said, I will spread the word of your heroic actions throughout this forest and well beyond it. And if you ever find yourself in need of aid, can't move much, but I can help where I can.
Thank you so much, bud.
You're welcome. And he gives his little thumbs up with his little bud finger again.
Wright is very pleased at this interaction, and smiling and nodding. As a forest ranger, she approves. Thank you. So shall we roll our hit dice?
Yeah, let's just take an hour rest.
An hour rest? Okay.
Oh, is it nighttime? It was dusk, right?
Oh, yeah, it was when dusk. I think when you first got here, it was like late afternoon, so it's getting closer to dusk now.
Despite it being late afternoon, Rose still couldn't see in the forest and tripped on a root. I maintain it's because I had the torch near my face and the adjustment of my eyes and the light. A little much.
Everyone else agrees. It's because they don't want to. They want to talk about it again.
Thank you. And they never brought it up. Again. No.
especially in front of Bud, who thinks he thinks the world of you. Like, you're like the biggest heroes right now.
Should we just sleep for the night? Like, if it's already dusk, we probably don't want to go traipsing through the forest at night, right?
Yeah. We could just, yeah.
All right. So Navarre rolls over and settles in and says, thanks for the bedtime story, bud. And kind of gives him like a playful, gentle, like, punch and passes out.
Bud kind of just taps you on the head with his little bud-filled hand.
His him-filled hand. Riot flaps up to a tall tree branch. I'm gonna take first watch.
Bud lets you know that he'll stay up and take watches. You don't need to worry yourself. I'll stay watch. Gotta tend to Rod here anyway. And he points to the bigger tree.
Oh yeah, we never tree. Even talked to that one.
Can the bigger tree talk
in the morning?
Bigger tree is really in rough shape and not really
it's crying sap. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Riot wraps her tail around the tree branch so she doesn't fall off while sleeping.
All right. So, as Bud promised, you have a very safe night's sleep, and in the morning, the lean-to sort of like is reclaimed by the forest and kind of, you know, slinks back, and the pathway opens up again, and Bud sort of sees you off and thanks you one last time. Safe journeys. I hope you find Mr. Fancy Pants.
Thank you so much. Stay safe.
Bye, bud.
Bye.
don't get murdered.
There's this horrified look on little Bud's face as you walk away, and it's just like, what?
Rose elbows Riot in the ribs.
Yeah, it's probably a little rough on him.
And Navarre just waves as they walk away.
All right, so you take this path that, again, sort of seems like it's made of the trees, and the trees sort of steer you in this direction that sort of bends and twists, and it leads you to a small clearing. There is a cave, and you're on one side of the cave, and as you approach, you see on the far other side of the cave, there's a man who is sort of teetering on some rocks and peering out from some bushes. It's a pale-skinned, slender gentleman dressed in dirty yellow and purple striped silks. He's wearing a crumpled hat with a large feather on the brim, but he's a little bit disheveled, and despite that, he can't really hide that he's noble. Unfortunately, he's standing on these rocks, like I said, and his soft leather boots, are, which are covered in mud at this point, they're not well suited for traipsing around the forest, as Lita had mentioned. In fact, he's balanced so precariously on the sharp rocks near the hill's edge that he could at any moment sort of slip off and fall down into the cave area. But as you're looking over at him, there's this sharp crackle of roaring fire that draws your attention. And
I didn't do it.
Just in the mouth of the cave, in between you and what is apparently Lord Meriwether, there are a pair of goblins that are hopping around this large bonfire, and they're chanting and shrieking. And behind them, other goblins are rummaging through a sack. And that sack is made from the very same yellow and purple material as Lord Meriwether's clothes. As they're doing all this, they're just sort of slapping and punching each other to see what's in the sack.
Riot looks at the other two and, like looks at Rose and, like, points at Lord Meriwether, thinking that Rose is probably the most polite person to speak to him.
Would flinging a pebble be dexterity or strength?
If you don't want to, if you don't...
Where's aiming?
Yeah, I think if it's aiming, it's dexterity. If you just want to, like, throw it across without caring where it lands, then it's strength.
If you're trying to hit him in the soft spot to kill him.
I'm definitely trying to, like, ping him. So I'm going to use dexterity. That's a 14.
All right, well, it doesn't quite hit over there, but he sees it, and when he does, his attention is drawn elsewhere, and eventually he sort of like makes eye contact with you and squints,
and Rose looks back at him and gestures like, come here, and then also gestures like kind of pointing back and forth like, we're here for you.
And he points at himself, and then he points to the cave, and then he points more at the cave at all the goblins that are there.
Riot starts walking over to the goblins with her glaive out, quietly.
How quietly?
Oh, how quietly? You mean a stealth check? Oh,
well, as you start to make your movement towards the goblins, because Lord Meriwether was so precariously planted on those stones, he actually slips.
Oh no. Of course.
And falls into the cave area, and he's just sort of sliding down, yelling.
No.
And
I mean, at least try to do it stealthily.
The goblins, they see him. And they point over at him and just sort of mumble and mutter and grumble and, like, you know, come over to him and try to shoo him away. And he's just trying to scrabble up again. But, you know, he doesn't have anything on him. I think it seems like everything that he might have had on him was in the sack that the goblins are rummaging through.
That's unfortunate.
Of course it is.
He does have actual clothes on, like he's not in purple and yellow striped underwear, is he?
No. He's wearing clothes. They're definitely tattered at this point.
Okay.
Riot is still quietly making her way over with her stealth check of only a 10.
Alright, so as you're coming over, Lord Meriwether,
I assume I blend in because I'm red and black and we're in the forest, right? So I'm
Lord Meriwether, gets up on his feet and just screams and says, "No, I have backup!" And just, like, runs over to you, Riot. And the goblins just, they turn around and, so the ones that were rummaging through the sack see all of you, and they are terrified. But there are two
as
that were...
should be.
There were two that were dancing around the fire. That kind of just puff up their chests and march over to you and say, "Me, goo, this prune, you, away, angry eye god, make bad.
I'm sorry, angry eye god? Riot is...
Angry eye god. And then they start singing and dancing. Angry eye god. Angry eye god. And then they start, like, going around the fire.
Do we have any suspicion of what they might mean by eye god?
You can do history check for me if you would like.
Canada. I will do a history check. Oh, wow.
And the ceremonial gong is it.
No, really?
School's out for summer.
What did you get?
Six? No, it's seven.
Not much better. No, you, again, because you are not from this area, you have no idea what they're talking about. It looks absolutely ridiculous, though, like over the top ridiculous. They're worshiping around this fire and dancing, and all they're saying is angry eye god.
Riot throws her wings open with a dramatic gesture and yells at them, tell me what you mean by eye god, cast thaumaturgy at the same time, so they're fire, which I assume was like a feeble yellow orange, changes into this green blue mass. And should I roll for intimidation?
I would, yeah. First of all, they're gonna scream a little bit at the fire, but yeah, you do need to roll a charisma intimidation check for me.
Jeez, a four.
They look at the fire. And are amazed by the fire roaring, and they look over at you, and they point at the fire, like, really smug, and they're like, angry eye god. As though it was the angry eye god that made that happen, not you.
How many goblins do we have here? So there's two around the fire, and, like, five others?
I would probably say there's, like, ten other goblins. The other goblins are really terrified, though. Like, even though they saw what happened with the fire, and it would be safe to assume to them that whatever this angry eye god is did that, they're like, they feel like, they look like they're really terrified of what's about to happen.
We're
here.
Still we're intimidating. We are so intimidating.
I don't have a religion check, but I imagine Rose would. Yes. Would religion help us at all in this? Knowing who the angry eye god is?
You would think it would.
You can attempt.
I can try.
You can attempt.
But unfortunately, it's under the same category as history, so...
Oh.
If somebody else wants to attempt it, I will allow it.
Or religion?
Yeah, I don't actually religion, have it. I just thought maybe the monk would.
Yeah.
I also have nothing.
We know nothing.
Riot has nothing. Riot turns to them, I think we need to go into the cave.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So you're gonna move forward?
Yes. We stride boldly forward.
All right. Okay, as soon as you get actually into the cave, like the rest of you join Riot and Lord Merryweather, the horde of goblins that was rummaging through the sack scream. Drop the sack and run away. But Gouge and Prune still are dancing by the fire, and then they come over to you and just say, "Angry, I, God."
Riot picks up the disgusting little purple yellow sack and thrusts it back in Lord Merryweather's chest. Arm yourself, fool.
What? You mean to attack these creatures? I'm merely here to observe them.
So, what rolls her eyes.
Riot is just like, tails whipping back and forth. What have you observed other than theft?
Well, they are quite crafty in that regard. They took over my camp and rifled through my belongings, and oof, he's looking through his sack and and don't know if they've taken anything of note at the moment, but they are quite incoherent. All they have communicated with me is angry eye over and over and over again. And at the words angry eye, the two goblins say, angry eye, angry, and they start dancing around the fire again.
Navarre goes closer to them.
Now that I have my belongings, perhaps we may all return to town safely and leave them to their whatever ritual this is.
Navarre was gonna go a little closer to the goblins and sort of like mockingly dance with them.
Does she get out her flute?
Do you want to try? Do you want to, like?
Is there a mocking roll?
is it like roll me charisma?
Yeah,
let's try that.
Sure.
It's like deception.
Just roll my d20 and add my mod.
What?
Ooh, 20.
Okay, so you come in there and they're like, they accept you into their ritual. And they're trying to show you how to do the moves, you know, like they're moving their arms up and then they're down and then they're side to side and they're wiggling their hips and they're like pointing at you to say, angry, I got angry, I got, and they're just like doing this dance and, you know, are you like, they're going to help you with your arm movements and everything.
No, she pulls her arms back and she goes, no touchy. but she does start twerking.
Riot looks down into the cave to see if she can perceive anything further down there, or if this has just been like their hiding place.
Yeah, it really does seem like it was just her hiding place. yeah, especially, and I guess like Lord Meriwether can say to you that, you know, he was here and left. You know, I left my belongings here and. Wouldn't you know it? It was a goblin cave all along. And, you know, I attempted to retrieve my belongings from them. They claimed angry I. We had a quibble. And I, departed rather hastily without my belongings, which I attempted to, obtain once again. But thank you kindly for, doing so on my behalf. Perhaps we can return to Phandalin and leave these creatures. Also, your companion seems to practice their religion.
Riot looks at Rose and just kind of shrugs. It's just like, he is what we came here for, and I'm sure if there's something else, it will reveal itself eventually.
Yeah. Let's get him back. I don't necessarily feel safe staying here. And she doesn't finish the sentence, but kind of looks at Riot, implying if he stays here with us, we're in more danger than if we just get him out of here.
Riot nods. They understand each other.
Knowingly.
You do notice, like, as you're peering around, though, that there are, the walls have been painted with eyes, and the eyes are wreathed with flames. But and that's, from what you understand, it's not typical of goblin religious symbols, which is probably why Rose couldn't, or none of you could really figure out what they're talking about.
Riot also taps Navarre on the shoulder.
Oh yeah, and, like, she's
gestures.
She's twerking her way out of the cave.
She taps her on the butt. Oh, okay, like, gestures like let's go this way. Like, twerks out.
Twerks out.
And she slaps her booty on the way out to the goblins.
All three team members high five.
Everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks so much for joining us on this mini adventure. I want to thank everyone who's reviewed, followed, and subscribed to the podcast so far. Want to give a shout out in particular to some Twitter followers, at Coyote Witch, at Sidewalk Runner, and at JC_YA. We're really grateful for all the support we've been getting this early on. It means a lot to us to know that you're laughing and listening along with us. If you like what you've heard so far, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review wherever you can find us. That's iTunes, Google, Stitcher, and any podcatcher. The next episode is going to be a little adventure I wrote for D20 Dames. I hope to get it up on the DMs Guild after we run the episodes. But that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/D20Dames.